Good morning, Bridge City Church. How's everybody doing? Y'all doing good? Y'all having fun this morning? I'm having fun as well. Listen, I'm going to try to teach a little bit better than the Veggie Tales, but I think we could just wrap it up right now. What do you think? Burgers and hot dogs? Amen? Let's just do it. No, I think we could have fun. Now, listen, I'm going to show my age a little bit. I already introduced myself, but I'm going to do it again because I say it every single week and I can't not say it. I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here. And there is no place that I'd rather be than right here with you all, worshiping God and praising His name. I want to tell you, this is the walls of Jericho, and we had great debate this morning on where to put it because it's blocking the screen. But the walls of Jericho are no bigger than I am, and I block the screen every single week. So this is just bigger Legos. We already debated that Kevin would not be able to be seen if he was up here, but we're going to get rid of these walls. We're going to get rid of these walls in Jesus' name. Now listen, I'm going to show my age. How many of you grew up watching Capelli and Company? You remember Capelli and Company? Nobody remembers Capelli? Nobody remembers that mustache? Maureen, I don't want to say this. Sarah, thank you. Okay, Mr. Rogers? Did anybody go to a screening of Mr. Rogers as a kid, like when they taped it? Anyone? Nobody? I was that famous that I got to go? Okay, did anyone go to a taping of anything at WQED or anything? Okay, has anyone been to Idlewild? Okay, thank you. You sat at Daniel Tiger? Okay, there's some room up here. Does anybody want to be a big kid today? Is anyone? Nobody wants to be a big, come on, stand up for me. Stand up, come on. Come on over here. Is anybody, come on, Rob, you're young at heart. Come sit with your grandkids. Come be Papa Rob real quick. Come on up here. Come on up. Anyone else want to be young at heart real quick? Come on, Sean, Dr. Sean, come on over. Come on, get the hounds represented up here. Come on up. We're going to have fun. We're going to fill. Look at, we got the fifth graders up here now. The fifth graders. Anyone else? Come on, there's room. There's room. We're going to fill up the front. Oh, look at this. It's great. We got the Hamptons coming up. Look at this. Beautiful. Beautiful. Mr. Hoskins? No? The knees can't take it. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for what we're going to learn today. And thank you that we get to have fun in church, Lord. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. God, thank you for courageous faith. Thank you for the fact that we see health within our church. Lord, thank you for the children of our church. Thank you for the fact that we all get to gather in one room this morning and celebrate and praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. We're continuing our series today. Kids, you want to say amen louder than everybody else? I love it. You guys are going to be the stars of the worship experience today in just a few moments. All right. I want you guys to have audience participation today, okay? In order to have courageous faith, we have to have these three things, okay? We're going to get to it, but courageous faith demands this. It demands obedience. Can you say obedience for me? Courageous faith demands what? Obedience. This side, say it. We're going to compete. Obedience.
Obedience!
That was pretty loud. They got some high-pitched voices. Benedetti was loud. Okay, here we go. Courageous faith demands...
obedience!
Do we want to do the center? Courageous faith demands
obedience.
You guys crushed it. You guys did great. Courageous faith demands obedience. And that is what Joshua represented. When the walls of Jericho fell down, when they toppled in upon themselves, it was because Joshua was obedient to what God told him to do. The people arrived at the walls. People were scared. They could have just did what they wanted, but they stopped and listened to God. Here we go. Now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. Everybody say none.
None.
You're a little bit behind. A little bit behind. Everybody say none.
None.
They keep it going. Theirs is like from the diaphragm. They're like, none. All right, here we go. Let's keep going. And the Lord said to Joshua, who was he talking to?
Joshua.
Joshua's a cool guy. What did he have? Obedience. Here we go. See, I have given Jericho into your hand. Everybody hold your hand out. When you hold your hand out like this, what are you usually reaching for, kids?
Cookies.
Yep, cookies. Kids over here, what are you usually reaching for when you hold your hand out like this?
Money.
That is an heir to a Benedetti right there. That isn't. Sue stood up. Money. Yep. With its king and mighty men of valor, you shall march around the city. All the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets, and then make a long blast with the ram's horn. And you hear the sound of the trumpet. Then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. And the people shall go up, and everyone straight before him. So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And he said to the people, go forward and march around the city and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord. So, Joshua was what? Oh, Joshua was loud. No, Joshua was obedient. What are we going to be?
Obedient.
Parents, record this. They're saying it. They're saying it. They're saying that they're going to be obedient. So we're going to be obedient too. So we're going to act it out. I'm a visual learner. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6. I need 6 men of valor. Who could be 6 men of valor? Huh. 6 men of valor. You usually reach for money, but you're reaching for a sword? Come on up. Come on up. Everybody, clap for him. Tell him what your name is. What's your name?
Luca.
Luca? Here, say it into the mic real loud.
Luca!
There we go. You're my first man of valor. Come on, stand right here. Right here, right here. Stand up here. Come on up. Come on up. Scream your name. You don't need a mic. I know that. Tell everybody what your name is.
Judah!
You already know him. That's Judah. All right. Come on over. What's your name?
Zachary!
All right. Stay right here. Don't fight with the swords yet. You're protecting people. You're not fighting. Okay? Come on up. Right here. Right here. Come on. Remember, this is men of valor. All right. Hold this. What's your name? Tell everybody out there.
Tiberius.
Good job. Come on up. Come on up right here. What's your name?
Jackson.
Tell everybody out there.
Jackson.
Scream it loud. Loud. I'll scream it with you. 1, 2, 3.
Jackson!
I need 1 more man of valor. I need a big man of valor. Huh. Who shall it be? The biggest of them all. I've seen this man squat a house before. Why don't you just jump up here from the sitting position? Shout your name.
Sean.
Just louder.
Sean.
All right, there you go. You're the lead man of valor. There we go. All right. All right, and then I think it told me that we need some trumpet players. How many trumpet players did we have? Seven. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's see. I'm going to test it out. What do these sound like? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're about to get real in church. We're about to get real in church. All righty. All right, so wait, I need three of my sword guys over here, okay? And I need my three sword guys over here, okay? All right, and then I need... All right, we're just practicing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7. I'm going to give one more up, but I touched this one. All right, all my trumpet players, over here, over here, over here, over here, over here. All right, now listen, wait, stop blowing. They were obedient. All my trumpet players, come up here. Wait, they were obedient. They were obedient, they weren't blowing their trumpets yet. All right, shh. All right, now listen, you ready? This is our first man of valor, and you follow behind him, okay? Now we're gonna go down off the stage. Okay, now listen, follow him. They marched around the city 6 times. Follow him around the center. No, you're walking all the way around. Follow him. Now listen, the three guys with the swords, you're protecting the trumpet players in the back. Keep following them. Wait. Big Sean, hold on. You're missing your trumpet players. Come on. Here, look, all of our trumpet players. Go ahead, catch up with them. This way, trumpet players. Trumpet players, come on. Hold on. Trumpet players, come on. Go ahead, follow them. Trumpet players. Come on, trumpet players. And then you're protecting them, okay? Go ahead, follow them. Sean, you're counting.
All right.
All right, you're going to protect them. Keep marching, and I'm going to keep preaching. All right, keep marching. You're not blowing those trumpets yet. Nobody's going to pay attention to me because they're really cute. So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests. You're not blowing the trumpets yet. No trumpets. They were obedient. They were so obedient. The son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant. Listen, we looked for an ark. They're really expensive on Amazon. We thought about buying them and returning them at Kohl's. We really did. But we felt that wasn't the right thing to do. They were like $800. The ark represents the presence of God. I believe that they have the presence of God with them. Those kids have the presence of God with them. And Judah has valor. He's already swung that sword to protect some people. If he hit you with a sword, I apologize. Hey, quick, wait. We were losing trumpet players. Hold on, Big Sean. You're losing some. Keep going. You're just marching around the walls. And said to the people, go forward. March around the city. Let the armed men pass before the ark of the Lord. No, keep going. All right, yeah, keep going. She lost it. It's okay. Keep going. She'll blow it up here. Okay, obedience. They're modeling it right now. Obedience is God's love language. Obedience is what God loves to see. God loves to hear. God loves us no matter what. But whenever we walk out, obedience to God. John 14, 21, those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Listen, as they march, as they believe for God to do what he says he will do, each one of us wants to experience God's love, don't we? Each one of us wants to experience him more and more every single day. Each one of us wants to grow in our obedience to him. But that's his love language. That's what God needs. That's what God sees. That's what God experiences even more and more. They didn't know they were going to get a workout today. They just wanted a trumpet and a foam sword. But listen, as we move forward in our walk with God, as we move forward in everything that we're doing, God will move forward with us. When we give God our best and our first fruits, everything else will be blessed. When we give God our best, everything else will be blessed. Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. Honor the Lord your God with your wealth and your first fruits and all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Church, Joshua 6, 15 through 16 says, on the seventh day, they rose early. How many are you at, Sean? You're finishing six. On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawn of the day, and they marched around the city in the same manner seven times. Mr. Rogers pretended. Start running, John. It was only on that day that they marched around the city seven times. And at the seventh time, when the priests, be obedient, don't blow those trumpets yet, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Here we go, everybody. Ken, you ready, my man? All righty. Everybody, why don't you get ready to get your Mr. Rogers and pretend with me. You all ready to participate? All right, here we go. Verse 20. This is our memory verse. This is what I want you to go home with. We're going to practice. So the people shouted. You all are the people. You ready? You, who are you?
People.
What are you going to do?
Shout.
All my trumpet players. You're the trumpet players. What are you going to do? And what are you going to do? You know. All righty, here we go. And as soon as the people heard the sound, Sean, you're going to keep marching. You guys are going to keep marching. And then something fell. Here we go. We're going to read. So the people shouted. And the trumpets were blown. And those walls fell down. People came up into the city. Come on up. All right, what did they do? What did they do? They captured the city. Yay! Give everybody a round of applause. Go ahead. Now, kids, you're going to say it with me.
Can I keep this?
What? Yeah, you can keep the trumpet. Nobody wants it back. Now, listen, we're going to read it together. Can all of you read?
Yes.
Kinda. Now, listen. Now, listen. The trumpets didn't do anything. The swords didn't do anything. The marching didn't do anything. What marked their victory?
God.
This is what marked their victory. Their faith. Their obedience. What's next?
Courage.
Their courage. Their endurance. And their trust. Let's say it together. Okay? Everybody, what marked their victory? Their faith. Their obedience. Courage. Endurance and trust. Give the kids a round of applause. Go ahead back down, kids. You know what? You can sit here. Sit here if you want. Go ahead. Sit here. Sit down. Sit down. Now listen. Yeah, you can keep the sword. You can keep the sword. Now listen, you don't hit anybody with it. You can take it home. It's yours. It's your sword. It's your sword. Unless you try to sell it to your grandpapa, he'll give you money. All right, no more trumpets. They were obedient. All right. The thing that I want you all to recognize is the kids had faith. They trusted. They didn't know what they were going to do. They had obedience. They have courage. They have endurance, and they have trust. Yesterday, and Friday and Thursday night, we had a Pittsburgh missions trip. If you were on the Pittsburgh missions trip, could you just stand up for me? These people, you can stay standing, stay standing. These people marched around your city. A lot of them in the pouring down rain. They didn't have trumpets. They had cookies with invites. They prayed. They encouraged people. They mowed lawns. They carried out garbage bags full of vegetable soup. That wasn't vegetable soup. They did things for the Lord that I want to brag on Jim Armstrong for a second. Now listen, he loves the kingdom more than I can explain to you. But he does not love dogs or cats. They love him though. He's not mean to dogs or cats. They love him. My dog loves Jim, runs to him, tries to get him to love him back. But for 3 hours, Jim Armstrong passed out dog food and cat food to people. 400 people. And didn't say a word. But he did it loving people. And I was just in awe. Because I've never seen Jim touch dog food or cat food, but he did it with such joy and honor and love because he knew that he was loving people that were in need for something that they loved. And his heart for the kingdom is just second to none. Tom Sullivan. I drove past as he was walking up to a house, and I just prayed for him as he was going to minister to this house, and he came back and told me about what happened, and I was just in awe because of his faith and just everybody, the way they served and what they did. Thank you all, and I pray for the fruit from the seeds that were planted. You all were amazing, and the love you have. And listen, The courage that it takes to see walls fall down. The courage that it takes. Every single week, these kids have an amazing group of people that encourage them and equip them and challenge them and pray for them. If you're the Pittsburgh Missions team, you can have a seat. If you're part of our Bridge City Kids team, if you could stand. The way that you pour into these children's lives and their families is second to none. It's unbelievable. It's not unbelievable. It's God. We were going to have you wear your Bridge City Kids shirts today so you could be recognized, but I prayed about it, and I'm just so excited you all get to wear regular clothes to church today. You got to pick out an outfit. You didn't have to wear your T-shirt. I want to take a moment, though, and I want to recognize our Bridge City Kids coordinator here at the White Oak campus, Kim Broom. The time you put in, not only for the kids but for your own family, and. You know, we say that you experience family on teams and within your connection group, and we celebrate birthdays if they fall on a Sunday, and we also celebrate other things. And today is your 18th wedding anniversary, and we just want to pray over you and Kevin. And this is kingdom stuff. Father God, we thank you so much for this marriage. We thank you for who they are, who they were created to be. God, we thank you for what you unite cannot be broken. God, we speak Ephesians 5 over them, Lord, that a triple braided cord is not easily broken. We thank you that you are the center of this marriage and that you and this covenant not only benefits them, but it benefits others. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you've done and what you are going to do. Give us great expectation. In Jesus' name, amen. And God, we thank you for this team and that you're going to grow in. And listen, this team has a goal. And the goal is that people meet Jesus, that kids meet Jesus, and that you all meet Jesus. And one of the things that they did recently was they built these little books. And these books are wordless. They have no words in them. And these books were built by the children on this stage and next to the stage. And you may be thinking, well, what's a book without words? This book is everything. Because these books were put together, they were glued together by the children of the church. And they were sent to Guatemala on a missions trip. There's Pastor Eric holding one of them. And these books represent salvation. They're wrapped in gold. The first page is green. I'm sorry, it's black. It represents the sin of the world. We're all sinners. We're all sinners separated from God because of our sin. And they get to walk through the language barrier. We speak English, they speak Spanish. Some of us are still separated from God because of the sin in our life. The second page is red, and it represents the blood of Jesus. The only thing that can wash us clean and bring us back into the presence of God is what Jesus Christ did on the cross. The third page is all white. Once we're washed by the blood of Jesus and our sins are taken away, we're righteous now. We get to walk in the righteousness of God. God doesn't look at us anymore. He looks at Jesus. He doesn't see us, our sin, our shame any longer. He sees Jesus. Let's imagine this is us. This is Jesus. God doesn't see us anymore. All he sees is Jesus. The last color is green. We get to grow with him. It's life. It's an abundance of life. You look out those windows, and during the winter, those trees are, they're bleak. Now you look out there and it's just overflowing with life. That's what a life with Christ represents. You close the book back up. Gold. It's eternity. We know where we're going. We're going to live with him, and we're going to get to walk on streets of gold. My father-in-law just turned 64 years old, and he rode his bike 64 miles on Thursday to celebrate. And we're gonna ride 100 miles this month. We're picking a day to do it. But I can't wait to ride my bike in heaven on streets of gold. It's gonna be great. Rob's going to play 18, and then we're going to ride on streets of gold and with the sickest carbon wheels. It's going to be smooth. But I want you all to be there. I don't want to know that nobody's going. So if you don't have a day, a time, a place where you've made that decision, let today be your day. Let July 2nd, 2023 be your day where you've made a decision. And if you need a wordless book to carry around with you, we'll make you one. Right, Kim? Cassidy, you want to glue some more together? Alicia, you good? You probably have some left over. You'll make more, right? So if today's your day, just slip your hand up. We'll pray with you. We'll encourage you. We'll walk you through the book again. Anyone at all need today to be your day where you know that you're going to spend eternity with Jesus? Anyone? Father God, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you that the walls have fallen down and we get to celebrate. I thank you for the fact that you are who you say you are and we get to be free and walk in victory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said? And everybody said?